So you had a busy morning?
Yes, we certainly did. We did.
Tell me, obviously you represent Huron, you're chair of education. What did the conversation look like when you asked Representative Jensen to leave, presumptively because of the bill?
I asked Representative Jensen to leave because today is the school board day here, and the administrators were going to be in my committee, and I just thought that instead of inciting any kind of a problem, it would be better if he would leave. I did not want him there at the time because I just thought that he needed to reflect, think about what he had said. Nobody knows the purpose of his bill. It was not general. It was pointed at a specific school. We've always been told on the floor that we should never name names. And so I felt that it was just a terrible inflammatory bill that was put forth for whatever reason, and it's caused a firestorm.
What does it mean, asked to leave, just for the day, or what was it?
I just asked him to leave because I did not want him there at that time. It is not up to me to throw him out of committee. That is leadership duty.
Have you heard from leadership about how they're handling this?
I have not. Mm-hmm. Not at this point. I have not. I do know that they met with a few people. I think they met with the superintendent from Huron this morning, as well as Associated School Board Executive Director. And beyond that, I don't know. I was not called in. Yes. He was here for the administrator's day today.
Should you withdraw the bill?
Well, absolutely, the bill should be withdrawn because we don't have any basis for it.
You talked about talking to him and having him leave committee. I mean, what do you think that says to the people of Huron and your constituents that he brought that bill? What kind of message does it send when a lawmaker does that?
Well, it sends a very negative message, and we don't know, have any idea where it came from. I mean, he's from West River. He should be dealing with questions or problems that they have, not dealing with anybody in my district.
What was his response when you asked him to leave?
He said that he wondered if there would be a quorum there, because I do believe the leader had maybe called him beforehand and told him it would be in his best interest not to come. And I said, well, there's a quorum. I would ask that you would leave.
And he said? And then he said what?
He didn't say anything.
But he did leave?
He did leave.
Came back and voted on something?
Yeah, he came back and voted on a bill that obviously someone had texted him to come and vote for. Whatever be the case, don't know, but that's how it went down. And then he just proceeded to stay, and I told him afterwards I was very disappointed in his disrespect.
Did he participate in the committee other than just that vote?
He tried to put in a substitute motion on the last bill, and I did not entertain that at all.
Is there anything else you want to add or feels important to add?
I just think it's important to the District of Huron that, they are owed an apology. There was no basis for this. It was totally unacceptable.